Hundreds of students gathered at the University of Nevada, Reno Tuesday night for a vigil. It was held in honor of those hurt or killed in the Las Vegas tragedy. Our reporter Jacob Solis was there and has the story.
The night started with music performed by students, and its melodies set the tone for an hour filled with grief, sadness, and hope. About one-fifth of UNR students come from Southern Nevada, which means the UNR community has been hit particularly hard. The chilly weather did little to stop hundreds of students from turning up, though. In fact, so many people came that organizers ran out of candles. So, people took out their phones and turned on their flashlights. To get a sense of what people were feeling, we spoke to several attendees. First, you'll hear students Rochelle Cole and Sebastian Atienza, followed by Reverend Denise Cordova.
I'm here because someone I knew from school was killed. His name's Quentin Robbins. He was a great kid. He was someone everyone knew. And then when we figured out around 3-4 o'clock in the morning that he had died, it was a weird feeling, like I couldn't move. When things like this happen, you don't think it's tragic and it's sad. But when it happens to someone you know, and a bunch of people you know, actually, it feels different. It hurts a lot more.
Even in classes, it's really hard just to kind of know, like, everyone's feeling the exact same way and not having an outlet for it. So this was a really awesome outlet, and I think the students really appreciated the ability to come here and to grieve. And I think that's the biggest thing, that people need time to grieve, and, you know, love wins, and we're not going to let hate get the best of this campus. And I know that the people here and the students are ready for that.
We all need to remember that we are strong, even though it feels like a knot in our stomach whenever something like this happens, or if we've lost loved ones from hatred or violence. But we really are stronger. We're stronger than any kind of violence or hatred that could ever come our way.
That was Rochelle Cole and Sebastian Atienza, both students at UNR, and the Reverend Denise Cordova, who spoke at the event. Jacob Solis, Reno Public Radio News.
Jacob Solis is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.